Hey, welcome to We Need to Talk with Nick B. I'd like to thank Bracken's Firearms. For all your firearms and shooting needs, give them a call. 719-465-8320. I'd also like to thank 5280 Creative Company. Contact them for all your custom handmade items, cups, keychains, tote bags, and much, much more. Check them out at 5280creativeco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Also like to thank Kiss My Fist. They have the hardest hitting edibles on the planet. Go to Kiss My Fist, medco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Hey, welcome. This is Thursday night, April 18th. Coming from Colorado Springs.
Gosh, Nick, took forever for you to get on.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I had to set it and send all the invites out, you know. Important things we have to do now.
That is okay. I'm giving you a time.
What's going on, Miss Jessie?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot.
You get the little one in
to settle down? No. She's still taking some Benadryl and getting ready for bed and slowly getting there.
What we had 8 o'clock.
We started signing off invites and putting stickers on envelopes and getting those ready to take to school tomorrow.
What kind of invites? Like a birthday or something?
Yeah, we're sending off birthday invites to her classmates tomorrow.
When's
so that
birthday?
Way she, her birthday's in May.
April.
So
it gives them enough time to say yes or no at least, huh?
Exactly. So they've got a little more than a month because it's May 18th. And then I put on the birthday invites to RSVP before the 10th so that we got a good head count.
Are you going to like?
Yeah, so she's doing Skate City. And Skate City does, like, their parties are 12 kids, including the birthday kid, so 11 other children can go. And it's an additional, like, $10 a kiddo, a skater, if more people want to go. So I'm like, I don't mind if more people are going, I just need to know who, so I know how many skaters we're paying for, you know.
Pay for them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's part of it. I'm not gonna tell the parents, hey, sorry, you didn't RSVP soon enough, so pay $10 for your kid to come skate. No.
Well, I thought it was pretty nice that you were gonna pay in the first place for the first 11.
Yeah, that's part of the party package.
Well, yeah, I guess. I see what you're saying. So you have to pay for that, like, in advance or something?
Yeah, so I put a deposit down yesterday, and the deposit was only like $25. But then the party altogether is about $300 for the whole party package. And then, like I said, that includes 12 skaters. She gets a free pair of skates. That includes pizza and drinks and stuff like that.
Now, what if their parents want to be there?
So they'll let the parents in. They just need a skater head count. So if the kid wants to skate but the parents don't, then that's one kid but one and one parent. You know what I mean?
But if the kid and the parent,
we'll go from there.
Well, I'm just curious if they had, like, you know, okay, the kid's part of the party, so you can come in for like $5 and skate.
Right.
Well, it's probably $10 if it's.
I think so. I think it's $10 for an additional skater. But in the past, I know they've done it where, like, it doesn't matter how many skaters you have come in. They're just like, oh, yeah, they can skate too. Oh, they can skate too. And they just kind of go open skate and just, you're here for the party. We're not going to charge extra. But kind of just depends on.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Nice to know if you're going to, could end up with another $100 bill later.
Exactly. And that's what I really want the RSVP for, is to know if, how much am I paying at the end of this? Because I'm paying for all of it. So
May 10th?
May 18th is her party.
Oh, 18th. So you got about a month, month away, yeah.
Yeah, a little more than a month away. So
she has to invite the whole class, huh? Is that one of the new policies?
So we're not doing the whole class invite. I know that might sound really crummy, mostly because there are 27 kids in her class. There's a lot of kids just in her class alone, and she's got family and other friends that are being invited as well. And so I kind of told her, I'm like, tell me who you want to invite. And she listed out a bunch of names, and we're currently at about 17 to 20 invites with family and school friends. So.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, if you can get half of those, say 15 of those to show up, that's a pretty good little party.
Right.
They all have fun.
Oh, yeah. And who knows, maybe it'll just be like my family showing up and that's it. that's still enough, like 6 to 8 people right there with just my family.
Well, yeah. That don't include your family, does it?
No, it doesn't include my... what's that?
Those 27 invites, that don't include your family, does it?
Well, right. There's 27 kids in her class, and we're currently at about 18 to 20 invites. Oh, so, okay. Yeah.
You're saying. Ooh, that's a... Yeah, I want a head count, too.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, well, I don't mind inviting all 20 people and having a whole bunch of people come, but I need to know who's going to be there.
Yeah, that's fair, though. They should let you know.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
It's a 2-hour session, right? That's what they need to be.
That's exactly what it is. It's 2 hours to skate, as long as two hours to skate and the party time and whatnot. So it's not bad.
Now, do they provide the cake and ice cream and or dessert, or do you have to do that too? Or?
So they provide the pizza, drinks, and ice cream, and they technically provide like the tablecloth and the plates and stuff like that as well. But I went ahead and ordered, cause she wants Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So I ordered themed plates and napkins and tablecloth and stuff like that. And goodie bags. They don't provide goodie bags. They don't provide the cake either. So we have to bring the cake, which I'm okay with because we've got a couple of kids that have been invited that I know are going to be there with food allergies. And so when I ordered the cake, I ordered it from someone that can accommodate food allergies. And cause we're dealing with peanuts and milk as far as allergies go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to make a cake without, well, I guess water, but
they've got a couple milk. They've got a couple of substitutions that you can use, like almond milk or oat milk or something like that. Or, you know,
I didn't think of those.
Milk
goes milk, but yeah. Have you ever tried that almond milk?
Oh, I love almond milk and I love oat milk. Oat milk's actually my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. I drink oat milk more than I drink regular milk. Part of it is it lasts a little bit longer and I don't drink milk super fast anyway. Unlike Dana, who will drink like 3 gallons a day, I drink very little milk.
See, I drink a lot of milk. I like good chocolate milk, and I drink milk.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried, you know, any of those
alternatives.
Yeah, I know there's like coconut milk, and there's almond milk, and there's that rice dream or whatever they call it.
Oh yeah, I'm not entirely sure what that is, but yeah, I've seen that.
And I've seen different flavors on those other substitutions or alternatives.
Yeah, and they've got like chocolate and vanilla flavors and stuff like that.
And you like the almond one?
I like almond milk and I like oat milk. Oat milk's my favorite.
Are you saying like, is it oat? Like OAT or goat?
Oat, OAT.
Really?
I've never tried goat milk, but I would be willing to try it.
Well, wouldn't that be an animal? So you'd be kind of allergic to it if you're allergic to, I guess, cow milk?
That I don't know, actually. I haven't really looked into that. I don't know if it'd be classified the same way as dairy, because usually what people are allergic to is the lactose. They're either intolerant or they're allergic to the lactose. And so I don't know if oat milk or goat milk has lactose in it.
I don't either. I'll have to Google that.
I'll look. I was just about to.
I'm at the store and see if it's.
Goat milk does have lactose in it. However, it contains a lower than cow's milk in lactose. So goat milk contains about 4.2% lactose, while as cow's milk contains almost 5% lactose. So it's not a whole lot less, but a little bit less. Yeah.
So if I was allergic to cow milk, I don't think I would try another
animal. Yeah.
I think I'd stay with the, I guess, plant-based.
Yep. And some of those are really good.
I need to try them. I don't know. I don't experiment too much on that stuff. So when they're making the cake, they're going to use like a almond milk or?
Yeah, she's going to use a milk substitution, like almond milk or oat milk or something like that. I don't know entirely yet. But we've had.
My sister is allergic to, I just forgot what it's called, gluten.
So oh, okay. Yeah.
We have to always get things that are gluten-free, which is, they're getting more and more of that stuff out there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that, you know, she just can't have because of the gluten.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, she'll puff up like a damn blowfish, you know. I mean, body, I mean, her hands, her arms, her face, everything. And, so she has to be real careful when.
Yeah. You know, she's like me with shellfish. I'll puff up if I eat shellfish.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know you're allergic, but I didn't know. You know, some people. Hey, Doc, how are you?
What's up, Doc?
See if he got his new microphone and all that.
Ooh, shiny new toy.
Said that, I think his roommate's dog or someone ate it.
Oh, no.
Okay. We're just sitting here talking about her daughter's birthday coming up.
Birthday parties and oat milk.
Yeah. Oh, it was your cat that ate the other set, yeah.
Oh, it was the cat. Cats are terrible, horrible creatures. Well, I'm kidding.
Big ones. I forget the name of it, but the brand. Or
the brand.
Not the brand.
The breed. The brand. The brand of cat. There's a breed that's really pretty and they're huge. I'm trying to think of what it is. Maine Coons. Maine Coons are really, really pretty.
You'll have to ask him when he comes on, you know, what.
Doc, what kind of cat do you have? I'm curious.
I thought he sent you pictures before.
Pretty sure he did.
Just forgot, huh? Because I can't remember neither. But, yeah, that's okay. So, I was thinking about what we were talking about at work.
Uh-huh.
So, I figured I'd start with those tonight. And
shoot, what were we talking about at work? That was a whole, like, 5 hours ago. You expect me to remember?
Well, remember we were talking about social media? People getting in and off of social media. How?
A little bit. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Okay, what were you talking about? I remember now. Sorry, it took me a minute.
Okay. He sent me a picture. Let me see how I can... I got to figure out, Jesse, how to...
Are you trying to post it into the chat?
Yeah.
So, long-haired Russian blue. Aww. Oh, I should remember that.
Did he get it in there?
No, he didn't. He just texted it on the chat. If you go, like, you're going to type a message, there should be a picture spot to the, like, next to the smiley face. It looks like a picture of a mountain with a... like scenery or something.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Oh, I know how to do that. I just don't know how to do it off of my, because I guess I'm going to have to download it.
Oh, and get it from where he sent it.
On
Discord?
No, just phone message or text or whatever you call it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it's a long-haired Russian blue. That's what he says.
Aww.
Oh, I'll play with that here in a few minutes while you're talking.
That sounds good. Wait, you expect me to finish talking? But on the note of animals destroying things, this is kind of why I'm very grateful my dogs are well-trained. I can leave cords or things laying around. The only thing I can't do is leave food on, like, the table, the floor. Like, if it's on the table, they don't touch it. But if it's on the floor or drop something, you might as well call it done. The dogs will eat it.
Okay. Let's see if this works.
Nope. Speaking of, I'm going to walk downstairs for just a second and go let these guys get some potty time in before we finish up for the night. Okay. I got new wrestling shirts in the mail today.
Did you?
Did I tell you about that?
Bed, so I was wondering if you ever got them.
So I'm still waiting on two of them to come in. Two of them are still in the mail, but I've got one of his hoodies and one of my shirts. So the other two, I believe, are fairly new. They released them like the night of WrestleMania, so they're taking a little bit longer to get shipped out. I was actually kind of surprised. The first one that showed up was the hoodie that he got, which was Cody Rhodes' championship hoodie, because he won the championship.
That was the last one they probably put out, huh?
Yeah, it was like literally they put it out the night of WrestleMania when he won the title.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Come on, Gemini.
So it almost tells you it was well planned, huh?
Exactly. They knew he was going to win. They were ready for the merch to go out. And that one got sent very first.
Yeah, I don't know how to do this, Jesse. I'm going to have to learn how to.
You
will not let me. Maybe if I send it to you, you know how to do this.
Do the thing.
Did you get it?
Not yet.
Okay, well, you ought to get it any second.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways.
Oh, I got it. Oh, he's a pretty kitty.
Do you know how to put it on the chat?
I got
really
you.
Need to. We've all seen it. But anyone comes in, they can see it.
If anybody else be in the chat that's lurking.
No one right now. Just us two. There it is.
There you go. Kitty kitties.
How did you do that?
How did I do what?
Put it in here from a message.
Oh, so I went to the message that you sent. I saved it. I can basically just click on it and hit save photo, and now it's in my camera roll. And then I went over to Discord and posted, or on, not to Discord, I mean, to Podbean.
Oh.
And then posted it straight into the chat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a big cat. You can tell it's a big cat.
He's a tank. That's awesome.
Pretty gray. At least
right,
like a gray and silver.
It's that blue color.
Yeah.
He's cute.
The other thing was karma.
Karma?
Yeah. You believe in karma?
I do. I do to an extent. Like, I don't necessarily harp on it religiously, but I do believe, you know, if you're a good person, good things happen to you. So.
Okay. Well, I won't say no names, but another friend was talking about it. And
okay.
I believe in karma. I guess, quite a bit.
Okay.
I think if you treat people nice.
Yeah.
People will treat you nice because they don't want to, you know, put a bad vibe.
I can see that.
How to explain it, but you know, you can usually know. I mean, we work with people all day long. You know, okay, this guy is a total D.
Mm.
Hey, this guy is a cool guy. I'm going to sit here and chat with him for a second. You know.
Right.
But I do. I really do believe in karma to a lot.
And, yeah.
I think if you say hi to people and, you know, because the subject that this person was on, that they were sick.
Uh-huh.
And they went back to work. No one even asked how this person was feeling.
Aww.
It's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say it's a woman.
Okay.
I could see how she felt. You know, you've been sick, and all these people that you work with and friends that, you know, at work.
Yeah.
Even in, you know, your regular daily life, no one says, hey, how are you feeling today?
Right.
I mean, that would be a sour taste, I guess.
Yeah, I can totally see that because, you know, like you said, you're gone. You think people are going to miss you and you come back. You're not necessarily expecting like a party or anything or a parade to happen because you're back now. But at the same time, you know, sometimes it'd be nice to have that. Hey, you've been gone for a minute. How you been? Haven't seen you. You all right? You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even at work when I walk in, I always say, hey, Jesse, how are you? Or, you know,
right.
And then usually within a couple words, okay, don't talk to her for a couple hours or. and that's anyone. Every day I say hi to, you know, Val, the boss, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, the guys, whoever's working.
Right.
I was
just thinking about that the other day. In the culture we've cultivated at that store in particular, I haven't worked at a store that's done this nearly as much as we do. We buy sodas for each other a lot.
Well,
we buy the
for that.
Right. Well, not just you. Matt does it. Andrew does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll buy sodas. They're buy two, get one free. So it makes sense to get the three. And normally we buy one for ourselves and the other two get given away to, you know. And we almost, and I'm not saying we necessarily rotate or, you know, whatnot. We just, hey, I'm going to go grab some sodas. I've got two guys working with me. I'm going to buy the two guys who are here a soda as well. And it's like, I haven't really worked in an environment where people just do that without any expectation back or without any like, oh, I bought the last round, your turn, you know, and it becomes almost like you're owed.
To buy one now?
Exactly. You're owed that next soda. Like, oh, I bought you one. Now you owe me. You know, it's not like that. It's like, no, I wanted to do something nice. I wanted to get a soda. I got a freebie anyway. And, you know, it kind of gets
today.
Why is that?
Well, when I went to lunch,
mm-hmm.
I know you'd already gone to lunch, but I went up front and, you know, I got three cherry Cokes. Wasn't even thinking.
Uh-huh.
I got three cherry Cokes. And then I walked into the back and there's Kevin. And it's like, oh, I should have got a zero, a Coke Zero.
Oh, back yeah.
I even told him sorry. I said, dude, I didn't know. I didn't know he was there, and
mm-hmm.
I got, you know, a Coke Zero for him. But
right.
Well, I just, you know, I don't know. That.
And
I guess like karma, that could be, you know, good karma coming.
Okay.
Right.
You know, no one expects it. No one owes anyone. It's just. I'm going to spend
$3
anyways. I might as well spend another $2 and get three drinks.
Exactly, you know. It's $5, you get three drinks out of it, you share it with the guys. But I was thinking about that. Like I said, I haven't really worked in a place where that was just kind of a normal thing. Like, I don't expect you or Andrew or Matt or anybody else to buy me a soda, you know, but it's kind of nice that we all just do that, you know, or the guys get donuts in the morning and they usually save them for the later people or something. Not always, but sometimes we do.
That's a good culture to have in the workplace. Mm-hmm. I've worked at way too many places where it is nothing like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we were talking about. Well, what we're actually talking about is karma.
Yeah, if you give me 5 minutes, I can explain it and prove it mathematically. I call it limited karma because I don't believe the positive-negative energy aspect. But it boils down to statistics and mathematics on why karma actually does exist in a limited fashion.
Okay, you said 5 minutes, right?
Yeah. So.
Hey, we're going to time it. It's
Start the clock. No.
All right, so for an example, I like using drivers as an example because, one, it's a pretty easy example. Two, the math will check out and it's easy to understand. So you're driving on the freeway. Some dingbat cuts you off and is driving super aggressive. Mm-hmm. And then you honk your horn at them to let them know, hey, you just cut me off. What are you doing? They flip you the bird and then speed off. You keep going down the road and you see them wrecked because they hit another car up in the front. And it's like, yeah, karma got you. And karma did get them. Because people like that put themselves in higher risk situations more frequently. And that's all it is.
Yes. I agree.
Like, yeah, for driving is the perfect example. Now, you also have other examples like people who get super confrontational and aggressive with other people, yelling, screaming, things like that. Then one day you'll probably hear a story of them getting punched out because they screamed at the wrong person. Again, that's how karma works. They're putting themselves in that kind of dangerous situation more frequently than your average person, so the odds of something negative happening to them because of it happens.
Can I tell you my story of my instant karma that I knew exactly why it was? And this is right along that same vein. I was mad at my meat manager at my last store. He wanted one of my guys to work his frozen load. I said, hey, my guy doesn't have time for that tonight. I've got him doing 18 other things. He threw the, well, I'm the meat manager, I'm the boss, I'm in charge card at me. And I said, well, fine, screw it. I'm going to do what you wanted him to do because he doesn't have time to do it. So I'll go ahead and get it done. I got pissed off. I went into the cooler, pulled out a rack of frozen that he wanted worked. And because I was mad and already furious, slipped, fell, broke my hand. If I was not mad, I would have taken more care with that cart, and that wouldn't have happened.
That's yeah, what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, and I knew it, too. I was like, man, if I was not in a bad mood, this wouldn't have happened. So that was my own instant karma of, you know, calm down, dumbass. So
that is, it basically, you can prove karma mathematically, and you can prove karma based off of situation change, like when they're emotionally charged. Mm-hmm. You can't prove the spiritual side of karma, which is why I call it limited karma, because it's not like the full karma picture. Mm-hmm. But there is some level of truth to the belief, just mathematically speaking.
Makes sense.
So how is the, I guess, mathematics on, and the reason, excuse me, how we got on this is I got a friend, and we're calling it a female. She'd been sick for a while. Her son was sick. And when she returned back to work, no one said, hey, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And I see I would be hurt as a person, and these are my friends. These are the people I am with 8 hours a day. And, you know, so we were talking about karma as far as, you know, the people that always say hi, always cheerful, always, how are you? And then they get nothing in return. How's that, you know, how does that affect
me? See, I wouldn't put that as karma. That just boils down to human nature and selfishness. So, you'll pardon me for getting all third wave feministy for a second here, but it goes a little deeper than that. Basically, throughout all of human history, the only real value a woman brought to the table was if she could bear children and then doing like light work. and that's what made her valuable in society. Men have always been valuable for what can they do for society. Nobody is inherently born with value right out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we don't live in that kind of society anymore, a lot of that mentality still lingers because I think we're biologically wired that way. Where, depending on the level of performance a person brings to their job, is a better indicator of how well they will be liked versus their personality.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That does. That does make sense. Because I can see, like, I don't know where I was kind of going with this. What I'm saying is, I see what you're saying there. I don't know how to phrase it, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah. For example, I'll just use myself as an example. At my job, I am the top performer. Uh-huh. I actually had both the stores fighting over me for like a month and a half on who gets to keep me because I was working part time at both.
Oh yeah.
And if I go missing for a day or I'm late to a shift or anything like that, everybody notices because the lack of productivity that happens when I'm not there. Whereas, but, like, we got a girl who is not exactly what I'd call productive. Sweet girl, nice girl, but she's not a good worker. Mm-hmm. Nobody notices when she's up to an hour late because when she's there, productivity doesn't really change.
Makes sense. I can see that because I made a comment earlier today even. I said something to the effect of, man, it kind of sucks. Matt's had the last 2 days off. I have to go break down my own fresh load.
Yeah. And especially in the workplace, you're only as liked as you are useful for a lot of people. There's always exceptions. But the general consensus of employees, when they see their coworker, it's not like a thought of, oh, this person's, they're an okay worker, so they get treated like normal. This person's an exceptional worker, so I'm going to treat them great. It's not like a conscious thought. It's a, you know that person's a good worker, so you tend to treat them better than other people because you know that they are a solid worker.
Right. And then you also get that other side, like you said, you notice when they're not there because productivity stopped or things didn't happen like they normally flow.
Yeah.
You know, why aren't loads getting broken down this, you know, as fast as they usually are? That guy who normally does it, he hasn't been here in 3 days, you know? We've got a guy who's on injury leave. He's getting knee surgery. I think he's got knee replacement. And I made a joke to the guys. I'm like, man, since Steve's been gone, y'all haven't been cutting the cases regularly because it hasn't. It just nobody's cut the case, but he does it so that he doesn't have to do other work, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah. He'll cut the case because it keeps him from doing what he's supposed to be doing and it makes him look busy. But that means my case gets cut, but.
Having to have run several stores,
mm-hmm.
I noticed even your not top performers tend to be extremely valuable in the sense of, like you said, with that guy cutting the cases. Like when I was running a Papa John's off of Rockrimmon, I had one guy, he was a driver. Everybody and their mother complained about how little he did in the store. Uh-huh. But I noticed he was the only one who would regularly fold up enough boxes by himself, like he folds the same amount of boxes the entire crew does in the same amount of time.
Yeah.
And during like really heavy nights, like the weekends, I always had him on and people would complain because he was slower at literally everything but that. And it's like, look, guys, I'm going to pull him off one day and have him work a weekday instead so you can see the difference he makes, because I know based off of everything else, nobody else would really pick up on that. So I did, Nobody complained about them after that.
Right.
They didn't like through that those boxes, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the guy had he got hit by a car, so when he was a kid, messed with his head in some form or fashion. Right. So he's not all there.
Makes sense. But
folding boxes is a super simple thing that he just does.
Yeah.
So whether that keeps him level and not stressed or whatever the reason was, that's what he was really good at, even if he was really subpar and everything else. And you get a lot of employees like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's one specific thing they'll do that most people don't notice, but they do it better than everyone else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do the same thing with Kevin and Matt, where I will intentionally be like, all right, Kevin's here today. I'm going to have him doing production on our black trade fish because he can do that. He can tray up fish and wrap it and get it done fast. Is it sloppy? Yes. But is it done fast and done in 10 minutes? Yes. Whereas the other guy will take, you know, a good 2 hours to do the same thing. But at the same time, he's more meticulous on making sure things look good and making sure displays are done right and making sure orders are done correctly. So it's like, that's why I have him open, because the other guy who's fast, he's sloppy on ordering and he doesn't know how to order, or he's sloppy on opening and he doesn't know how to order. You know, it's one of those play to the strengths.
There's a saying in the restaurant industry, aces in their places.
Yeah. So, totally see that.
I guess my question, I don't know if he ever answered my question or not. On
indirectly. I don't know this person or how good of a worker they are. Like, they might have the world's greatest personality, but if they're not perceived as a good worker, at the end of the day, most of your coworkers just aren't going to care enough. And it's sad to say it, but it's true.
I can see that.
I see what you're saying. But you would think, you know, you go out with these people after work and you see them every day, they would at least say, hey, how are you feeling? Or, you know, hope you're having a better day. Or, you know, I don't know.
Well, society,
myself, how would I feel?
Society these days teaches us to be narcissistic and self-centered, where unless it affects me, it's not my problem. Which is kind of sad, but it is the overwhelming mentality of most people these days in society. So that also contributes to it. And that's why the work thing, what I said, you know, well, they're really useful and really good workers. Oh, that makes everybody's lives at work easier. Of course they're going to ask how you're doing. But if you're just like a regular employee, not a bad employee, you're not making enough of an impact on other people's lives to make them go, hey, how are you doing today?
What if they were a boss? Would you automatically say, hey, boss, how are you doing? We missed you.
A lot of people don't like their bosses, so probably not, but can't really say, because again, I don't know the exact situation.
Right, no.
It's just stuff I have observed.
No, we were just, it was a friend, it is a friend of mine that we're talking about it. You know, and I kind of said that pretty much the same thing. You know, in today's world, a lot of people are just think of themselves. I mean, that's just the way society is. And,
yeah.
You know, it don't really matter who they are, but I don't know how people could change that.
Well,
someone, maybe people would start being nicer to you. I don't know.
You would think that that's the way it would work. Maybe in some instances, from personal experience, I would say that really doesn't pan down. I think this also comes down to biological differences between men and women, too. Like, a woman is liked better when she's nicer, whereas guys can be nicer, but be the same as kind of nice, no matter whether they're the nicest or just slightly nice. They all fall into that one category. because that's one thing that hasn't really changed with society over time, is most men are born with zero societal value. They have to make themselves valuable.
Okay. And that makes sense. I mean, you know, you could be a bum or you can be a, someone that works all of his life, or, you know, works hard at what he does.
Yep.
But that's what we've been talking about.
It could be worse. When I came back from vacation, everybody told me, oh, crap, Jess is back. We're going to have to start washing the counter again.
Be like Oprah Winfrey up in there with the firings, and you get a new job, and you get a new job.
That's what Matt told me when I came back. He's like, ah, oh, crap, Jess is back. We're going to have to start washing the counter. I'm like, oh, you missed me, didn't you? Not really.
Oh, shit. I can see Matt. You are talking about the Meat Matt, right?
Meat Matt, yeah.
I can see him saying that.
He did.
I can see that.
Oh, and I'm like, glad to know I was missed.
Yeah. Well, you were gone on a weekend, so they probably missed you more.
Oh, true that. True that. You
know, Monday through Thursday, I mean, maybe Wednesday they'd miss you, but. I don't
know. Not after having to do my counter for me, they didn't miss me.
Yeah, they still don't do it, do they?
No.
Well, maybe they think you're going to start doing it.
I probably should, huh? I guess it's part of my job.
Well, I don't know. Is it as far as the cutting part? I don't know.
No, watching the counter.
Oh, yeah, that's your job.
They were talking about watching. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, well, they'll get over it.
Yeah.
Right? What can they do?
Oh, what are you going to do? Fire me? No.
Shit, they ain't going to fire me. They can't find people here to work.
You got right?
A problem, Doc? Finding people there to work.
Oh, yeah. So the job I'm currently at, I actually walked out on them a while ago. One of the store managers decided, absolutely screaming and going off the rail at me, was a great idea for something that was really minor. So I just looked her right in the eyes, pulled my key off my ring, set it on the counter, and walked out the door.
Yep.
And then 6 months later, the district operator, and keep in mind, this is the kind of guy who zero qualms firing his sister if he had to fire his sister. So,
like, no, wait, come back.
Yeah, he messaged me like, hey, man, you looking for work? I was like, what? What's going on? So they were either desperate enough to try to get me back or I don't know. It's like, it's wild.
You're looking, right?
Yeah. That's why I went back was, well, need to find more work than I currently have. So, because I got an expensive habit to feed.
Yeah. I was going to say, money talk, that's for sure.
Yeah. It would have been cheaper to become a coke addict and do cocaine every weekend and go on like massive benders, and I'd still save money than my current habit.
What's your current habit? Now I'm confused.
Ask Nick.
I love the guy. Why do you think he's on here?
Oh, y'all do have expensive habits, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
He likes to buy these little bang bang toys.
Oh, bang.
Yeah. I'm actually a collector of a specific type.
Ooh.
And they are not cheap.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Nick, you know Steve has one on his table for $7,500? Yeah, and that is more than a reasonable price for the PC's got, too, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah, they can cost some money. That's what's bad.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see how all these new laws interfere with all that, though.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
To get Jessie into one before they say she can't have one.
True that.
Remember, Jesse, George Washington once famously said, stay strapped or get clapped.
I didn't know that. That's a good one.
Sure.
So, back in the early 2000s, there's a website called They Never Said That. And it's just all the famous quotes from the founding fathers that they did not actually say. Then they've been modernized.
I remember seeing one from like Abraham Lincoln, and it said something about arguing with people on Facebook. It was some kind of proverb about arguing with people on Facebook, and it's like Facebook wasn't even the internet, the electricity wasn't even a thing when he was around.
So Abraham Lincoln's specific quote is, the thing about the internet is you can never trust what people say on the internet.
That one. That's what it was. Maybe it wasn't Facebook, but it was, yeah. I'm like, the internet wasn't even a thing. I don't even know if the light bulb was a thing at this point.
It was. It was.
Okay.
Because it was Thomas Jefferson was one of the founding fathers. Not Jefferson. Wait, hold on. Brain just malfunctioned.
You know the singing Beach Ball of Death, that sound that's like loading bar?
Yeah. I don't think light bulbs were a thing. I'm trying to remember Edison, that was his name. What years he was alive. He was alive at the same time as Nikola Tesla, which, yeah. Actually, I don't know if we had light bulbs pre-Civil War. Huh.
Thomas Edison died in 1931.
Light bulbs until Edison.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln was around before 18.
Yeah.
He died in 1865. And
yep.
Edison wasn't born until 1847. So he would have been about 20 years old when Abraham Lincoln died. So, slight overlap.
Yeah, but not enough that they'd have light bulbs to that time. So, you are correct.
Woo!
Normally, I'm good at remembering dates. I'm surprised I couldn't remember what years Edison was alive.
Oh, I'm freaking horrible about remembering dates. I Google searched it.
Okay.
Let's see, that's what we keep Jesse here for. Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse.
This is the value I bring to this table. No wonder y'all like me. I bring value to the table.
Oh, now we have to like you?
That's not the reason why you bought the contract. Me sodas, I thought.
Well, that's the only reason we bring you on, but I didn't know we had to like you, too.
Oh, I thought that added to my value points.
Okay, maybe
only if you're a man.
Oh my gosh.
So, since you're on the internet there, my next question for you was, how do you feel about social media?
I mean, it's depends on the usage and the... There's a lot of pros and a lot of cons. I was definitely not a social media kid, but definitely a social media teenager and then adult, versus my kid is probably more of a social media kid, even at 8 years old. Because I grew up with a MacBook that only had Scorched Earth and Solitaire, or a Windows book that had Scorched Earth and Solitaire, and not necessarily the internet. But I think to some extent the social media can be very valuable in the wealth of knowledge and information that is out there. But I also think that it can very much be abused and very much, depending on the person, addictive / toxic if you're overly using it to an extent.
Well, I mean, I like the, I guess, the social media for research.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm 57, so, you know, pretty much half my life, we didn't have the computers and,
yeah,
you know, so I'm not, I don't have to have it, I guess, but
yeah,
part of me says I do because when I run my businesses, I got to have it.
Yeah. There's a wealth of information, but a wealth of connection there.
But see, I don't use that, like Facebook. I mean, I don't use Instagram much. I don't use,
me neither.
What is it? X or whatever those, I don't know what ones what anymore, but a lot of people, all they do is talk to other people on them.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get on my phone and they'll say, you got 20 messages. It's like, I don't even know 90% of these people. How did they even become my friend?
Right.
And I watch people, I got another friend that, and we'll call her she. All she does is, all day long, she's getting texts, or I guess, I don't know what they're actually called, texts and Facebook and all that stuff.
You got a lot of internet girlfriends, just saying.
Well.
Friends that are girls, not girlfriends, friends that are girls.
Okay, that's fine. I like it that way myself. I watch, like I said, we're going to call her, and I watch her, and it stresses her out so much that she gets headaches. Is that way too much? I mean, should that person just cut her social media off? I mean, what would you do? I mean, because I know you use it quite a bit. I see you on, you know.
Yeah. I do for community and for connection and keeping in touch with family, stuff like that. But it is like, I think to some extent, like I said, it can be addictive and abused in such ways when you're on it all the time and you haven't given yourself a break, haven't given yourself to go outside and be with the rest of society. But at the same time, it's when we were in the midst of the pandemic and you weren't allowed to go outside and go meet with your friends and go do things, social media saved a lot of people in that way, because then they could still chat and video message and whatnot. But I think, like, you really also got to watch your own, check yourself, if that makes sense. Check yourself and how much you're on there. And maybe not quit entirely, but put the phone down. Put the phone down and go find something else to do outside, or go, you know, bake some bread and cook some dinner or something like that to get away from. If it's causing you that much stress that you're giving headaches all the time, you definitely need to get off. Maybe not a complete break altogether and just completely jump ship, but take a break, you know?
Well, I just, you know, I know that most of this stuff is all BS. And maybe it's one again, maybe towards that karma. It's like all they do is bitch to her about their lives and their boyfriends or their girlfriends. And, you know, oh, so-and-so said this. And it's like, you know, I wonder if they put themselves in those positions to get that kind, or is it just something that goes around all the time?
I think kind of depends, because I remember, so I kind of took a hiatus from Facebook for a little bit, because I joined a bunch of service dog groups. For those that don't know, I have a service dog. I've trained my service dog. She's the second one I've had, but I joined a bunch of these groups on Facebook to learn more about training dogs, because, you know, when I had my first dog, I was still very, very new at this idea. And it got, there was a lot of clickiness to it. There was a lot of drama, a lot of people complaining, and,
hey, Lou Rock,
you know, a lot, just a lot of drama, and it became a lot to handle, very stressful. I put a lot of weight in what people said. And then I realized, like, why am I taking the opinions of strangers? Because, like, you train your dog differently than I train my dog. There's not one right way to do it. But if you don't train the dog the way that somebody else said you should, therefore you're abusing your dog and you're a horrible person. And I was finding myself, like, getting stressed out over those people saying, you're a horrible person because you're not training your dog the way I would train my dog. And I'm like, why am I letting these people stress me out? And so I kind of just got off of all the pages I was on and took a hiatus and got off Facebook quite a bit because it was stressful. It was, I'm like, I'm over here just trying to be a good dog trainer and a dog owner and, you know, have my service dog trained the way I need them to do what I need them to do and taking everybody else's like opinion as law when they say, no, this is how it should be done. And that's the only way to do it. And sometimes you do have to just take that step back away. And that's what I did. Was I was just like, nope, this has gotten too far. And I put myself in that situation. I didn't do it necessarily on purpose, but I put myself in that situation to say, you know, hey, I want to meet new people. I'm going to, you know, start adding people on my social media and I'm going to start making friends and I'm going to, you know, start getting advice and learning from people. And I put myself in that situation. I was like, oh my gosh, what have I done? You know?
Right, right.
So.
No, I was curious because, I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't do much on Facebook and stuff, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel sorry for this person because
mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to help.
Sometimes yeah.
I think it makes it worse. It's just like, hey, just don't bother, you know, just, you know.
And that's very much easier said than done. World,
so don't.
Yeah.
Don't try, you know.
It's, right.
But you don't tell the person that because then you sound like the negative person. It's like.
Right. But you can't save them all.
No, no.
And I think the biggest takeaway from that would be your mental, physical health and well-being is also important. So if this is causing you stress, take a step back. I know there's going to be somebody now they're not getting their advice from you or what have you, but you know, they're going to miss you or whatever. But at the same time, as you, sometimes you need to take a step back, even if there's somebody else that you can't save them all. Yeah. You know, you need it.
Yeah. Well, I also think it depends on your personality.
Yeah.
Some people will try to save the world and thinks they got the answer to everything or wants to help on everything. But
mm-hmm.
when I'm the, you know, I'll tell you what I know. That's it.
Yeah.
And I don't lose sleep over, you know, these people, what they say and don't say. And I know other people do, you know, you say the mm-hmm. wrong word and they'll blow up on you, you know?
Yeah.
Almost like Val at work, you know? well, you know, you say the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're enemy number one because you told them you couldn't do something right then and there, you know? It's just like, you've been there. You've done it.
Yep. I've been in that spot.
But I'm just curious, you know, as far as this social media, how you felt about it. Because I think everybody can, if I don't want to hear it, okay, turn it off.
You know, like right. That,
go and watch TV for a couple hours or whatever.
Yep.
I see a lot of it here on Podbean.
Yeah.
People get mad at each other over stupid things.
Yeah.
Now,
and I would say a lot of those like groups and in social media. I mean, heck, I met my best friend. She's my best friend in the whole world. She lives in Nebraska. She doesn't even live in the States.
Oh,
and I'm
Tick. Sorry.
How are you? Hey, Tick. But my best friend lives in Nebraska. We live in Colorado. She lives in a different state than me. But I met her on one of these Facebook groups with service dogs. And so there's good connection and there's good people out there and there's good people to talk to and good community sometimes. But when things get too much or you need to, you know, get too overwhelming, you've got too much going on, you need to learn to turn it off, put it down, have that self-discipline to say, it's not going to bug me. One of the things that my grandma told me when I was little was don't let anybody live rent-free in your head. You know, and so if it's stressing you out that much that you're losing sleep over or you're thinking about it too much and there's nothing you can do, you need to let it go and let, like I said, don't let them live rent free, you know, causing you stress and anxiety.
Yeah. I agree with you. I just was, you know, curious what you guys thought about that.
Yeah. Is Doc still here?
Yeah, he's chatting with Tip.
Yeah.
There he goes. Okay.
However, if I weigh in on this, I'm probably not going to shut up, so I'm just not going to weigh in on this.
Well, no, go ahead.
No, I didn't shut up. I want your opinion.
I'm saying I'll probably go off on a rant.
So
I know.
Do you do much social media, or do you...
This is the only real social media I do.
Is once a month on Podbean?
Pretty much.
I think it's been a month since we've had a show.
Yeah, I missed the last one. Yeah, I also have been working a lot. Yeah. A lot.
So, tell me, I mean... So you sound like you're not much into the social media part of it.
Oh, definitely not. I used to, but like I said, I'm just going to abstain, so I'm not ranting anybody's ears off.
Well, I got another hour to go. You can rant if you'd like.
I'd rather not.
That is totally fair.
So at work, I mean, you guys don't have much social media there at work that you deal with?
They have a social media account, but I don't do anything with it because I am not the social media manager.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a normal manager.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if you had to, you know, because I know your pizza, so I didn't know if, like, you know, your orders that are done online now, you had to go on and listen to, you know, I don't know how that works anyway, so I don't know.
How it works is we have a system that is connected directly to DoorDash and connected directly to the website. So you put in your order through DoorDash or the website, it sends us to us. And we have what's called a make screen, which is a computer monitor that'll display the order. You make it, and then you tap it clear.
Okay. So you don't have to, you don't have much, interaction.
Intercourse.
That's the first word that came to my mouth. But I was thinking interaction. You know?
Doc, are we having social media intercourse here?
I wouldn't even know how that happens, so I'm going to go ahead and go out a limb and say no.
Okay. So it sounds like you used to do a lot, though, huh, Doc?
Yeah, I used to do a decent amount. No, I just noticed some things, and again, I don't want to get into it.
Well, that's fine. I'll keep picking at you. So, like I said, I'm not on it a whole lot. I talked to a few people, but I guess what annoys me is all these damn pop-ups that you get every 10 seconds. So-and-so, or invite so-and-so, or so-and-so is now your friend. And it's like, I don't even know so-and-so. She lives in Mexico, you know? How would I know who that is?
Those I don't ever, like, add, especially, like, on Facebook. I won't add people that I don't know personally, or sometimes they pop up and I'm like, oh, they're friends with somebody mutual. So I usually message the mutual friend and be like, how do you know them? Are they a real person? Are they a cool person? Because if it's, you know, I mean, I've got a couple of friends from Facebook, you know, or from Facebook, wow. A couple of friends on Facebook from Safeway. And one that just friended me recently was that gal Kimberly who came in. I trained with her on Thursday or Tuesday. But when she popped up, I was like, I don't know you. Who are you? And then I looked at her profile and she's mutual friends with other people who also worked at Safeway. And I'm like, oh, Safeway connection. Got it. You probably work at a store, you know.
Right.
Don't know you necessarily that well, but that's fine because, you know, then I realized, oh, this is the girl I was training with. That's totally cool, you know.
So you think you'll have a connection with her more on Facebook now?
I don't know, honestly, because I'm not, I mean, I'm on Facebook often just scrolling around, but not usually chatting or talking. So,
I mean, she seemed like a nice girl. I didn't know her, but
she seems really cool.
I think she's been with the company a while, though, huh?
No, she hasn't. Well, she's been with Safeway. She worked up in Greeley for a couple of years and then transferred down here to the Springs. And then she was like a APC
slash courtesy clerk kind of role.
Well, she's like a familiar look, you know. Maybe it's just It's like, man, I know this lady, or I've seen her somewhere, and I wasn't.
She had that same feeling about Kevin. She's like, I swear to God, I know Kevin from somewhere.
Well, you know, I think we talked about that a while back, you know, how people, you think you've seen them before, you know?
But, right.
No, it's, like I said, some people just have that, I guess, attitude and personality and that look that, man, I know her or I don't know her.
Yeah. But she seems cool. I think so. I think if she can get along with, I think the problem is her meet managers kind of seems like a little bit of a turd.
How are you? I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I just think her meet manager is kind of a bit of a turd. And if she can find a groove with the meet manager that works, I think she'll do just fine. I think she's struggling with having to work with him, but.
That manager over there, he's. Anyway, yeah.
Kind of a turd. So, that's what I'm leaving it at. Kind of a turd.
I'm going to throw this out there, being as how you brought it up, and you did bring up something interesting about people not really liking their managers in general.
Mm-hmm.
Companies have a habit of, the way everything is structured, promoting to failure. I forget the name of the guy who came up with the law, but the modern corporations, the modern businesses, they do this thing where they promote somebody to failure. So what that means...
Yeah, go ahead, tell me what I'm sorry.
That means, say an employee who's really, really good at their job, so actually you want to promote them.
Uh-huh.
Good at the job, but they're not good with managing. They are not management material. So you make them a manager, and they're not... Their performance doesn't change. They still do really good performance, but they're not good at managing. So you just put them to failure because they're good at doing one thing, not the other. So they're good at working. They're not good at managing. You technically should have never promoted them in the first place. And that is very common. That's why a lot of people hate their managers, is because most of their managers get promoted to failure, where they won't get promoted again because they're not good at managing. So that's the spot where they're starting to fail on the manager side of things.
Are you saying this as like a subconscious thing that they don't necessarily do this on purpose, knowing they're going to fail, but they do this thinking this guy's a good worker, we're going to put him up a level, and then they don't perform at that level the way you were expecting because now you've got different job duties and tasks that you weren't good at? Okay.
And it's one of those things where I don't even think it's subconscious. I think it's just a societal acceptance thing that we do. And it hurts you, it hurts whoever you promoted, and it hurts all the people underneath them.
Yeah. Because I've seen that a few times with some, like, we've got a guy who works in our monument store that got promoted like that. He's a great worker, great guy. He got into that manager spot, and his assistant is doing all the manager duties because he's not good at those duties, you know?
Yeah, and the way you fix something like that is, unfortunately, costs too much money and time. Most companies won't even consider it. But, you know, just because somebody's a good worker doesn't mean they're good at managing. And just because somebody's not the best worker doesn't mean that they're not going to be good at managing.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that you would fix that is you have a manager's course and see who does good and who doesn't and promote based on that. But
and
then
they do that with like store directors and assistant store directors. They have those kinds of courses for them, but you're talking people who are now going to be paid more and salaried and have shares in the company. There's more at stake for these guys, and so of course they're going to put them through a training course versus your hourly clerk that you promoted to manager. If they work out, they work out. If they don't, they don't. But
one of the things that, if this irritates me personally as well, is when you have somebody who's, they might not be a good manager, but they are an amazing worker. instead of trying to promote them, why not just give them a raise? Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, our income is capped at this and they make this. Yeah, but they're worth more than that. Even just as a worker, they're worth more than that. Pay them more. You promote them, you're just setting them up to fail.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, Doc.
Yep.
This is Maven. I'd like
to Maven?
Yeah, her name's Maven.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
Not much.
We're all out of Colorado Springs, Maven.
Ah.
And this is
Maven.
These guys are always with me on my podcast, and we just kind of hang out as a group.
Right on.
I know you kind of do the same thing on your shows. You
got your yeah, I do.
With you.
Yeah, and sometimes I have a topic, you know, like because I read an interesting article, or sometimes I do, like, one of my friends from online sent me a set of runes. I don't know if you guys know what runes are. They're like tiles.
Oh, yeah.
Letters on them. And, you know, you can do, like, kind of like a tarot card, you know, a fortune telling, a divination, something. It's okay. Fun to kind of read through those things. I don't know how much I believe them, but, you know, it's fun to look at, you know?
Right. Well, that's what we were just talking about, you know, the social media is how it affects other people and not other people, and how some people take it so serious. And
yeah, you know, I just keep coming back to it used to be called social networking. Remember that?
Yep,
the network, yep.
And that doesn't really, that's not, they're not encouraging that anymore. I don't know if anybody noticed that. They shifted from that to, like, they want us to be passive or very narcissistic or both.
Yeah.
I blame Tom.
You blame Tom? Oh, poor Tom.
MySpace, Tom from MySpace, yep.
Oh.
Who?
MySpace, Tom. Everybody, that was everybody's first friend on MySpace was Tom.
Oh, I guess that was before my time. I don't remember.
No, that was like my younger years time.
Well, yeah, do you remember that?
I got onto the internet. I'm still trying to figure out how to work it.
Oh,
no, I got a friend. I was telling these guys, I got a friend that she's going to disconnect all of her social media because 90% of the people that, you know, she, I guess, texts her or uses it are always negative, always trying to have her solve their problems and everything.
Yeah.
We're trying to. Not like solve her problem, but like, what would you do, you know, if that's all you hear was negative things? And
sometimes a clean sweep and a rebrand might also be good. Sweep it all clean, get, you know, something else going.
Okay, I do have to comment on this one because this is one of the reasons why I don't get on social media. And I think this is actually one of the more important reasons. The way society is structured and the way that it came about, I think, was thanks to social media and the internet, is echo chambers have gotten out of hand and validation has gotten out of hand.
I can see that.
And, you know, when you live your whole life and the people around you don't validate your opinions, and let's be honest here, a lot of these opinions probably shouldn't be validated. You get on the internet and some stranger you don't know 5,000 miles away on a different continent will validate your opinion. And then that empowers you. So it bleeds from the internet into real life. And that's why you see such massive polarization between different groups of people.
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Well, we are what we choose to focus on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we, each of us, can choose what we focus on. That's kind of where I'm at, because this is a very individualistic culture, you know? But if I'm trying to keep my eye on what makes my life better, is everybody else's life being better? I think I can work out quite a few things.
Right. You know? Right. Focus on yourself, yeah.
That's right. But like, not just on myself. Because there's some people that, it's like, I mean, how, I don't know how many people in this country pay a monthly internet service fee, but pretty sure Elon Musk could cover everybody for at least a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he doesn't. And that does, and that wouldn't even run him out of money. You know, it wouldn't even get it close.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't, why didn't the federal government like pick that up when they shut everybody down and kept everybody in? They should have given everybody internet. It was dumb.
Yeah, you would think something like that everybody could just, you know.
Yeah, crazy to not. They were giving iPads to kids for school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's quite a few
schools. But you still got to pay for your internet. You have to work from home, but you still have to pay for your internet. It was dumb.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm not a total communist, but that's just common sense.
Yeah, I know they did that here during COVID, and there's quite a few of the schools that still do the laptop, and everything's done on computer now.
Yeah.
Which I guess is today's world. But.
My kid,
she's in a charter school, and the charter school doesn't do, if it's a snow day, it's still a snow day. If they don't have school for weather related or anything like that, they don't have school. They don't have to take homework home necessarily. But we had a friend of ours that just transferred out of that school and into a new school. And now they have the iPads and everything like that at the school. So she was so upset when she found out she would never get another snow day now, because her homework goes home with her, and she gets the iPad to, all of her homework gets sent to the iPad for her to do schoolwork at home. She's like, I can't have a snow day anymore. I was like, nope, you get all your homework sent right to the iPad now.
Oh, man. Yeah, because now you can't go outside and play in the snow.
Exactly. Well, and usually, like, on snow days, because the kids were in the same, you know, my kid had a snow day, her kid did, because they were both in the same school. If I had a call in or something, I'd watch both of the kids. If she called in, she'd watch both of the kids for us or something like that. You know, we recently were working out more to do that kind of trade off with the kiddos. But now it's like, nope, that doesn't work no more. Now Brooklyn still has to do homework.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I can see going to those iPads and, you know, that internet like that. I mean, these kids today, that's the only thing they know.
Mm-hmm.
They, from their games all the way up to, you know, I don't think there's too many kids now that actually do math on paper anymore, do they?
Yeah, but we never used to say about kindergartners, ooh, but all they know is picture books. We can't give them books with words. Well,
kids and their hippity hops.
And they're hippity hops. You know it. Education is a triggering topic for me. I used to teach high school in New Orleans public schools. So sometimes I get a little passionate about it. Sorry.
No, you're good.
In fact, I've got a couple young moms, and I'm going to try and set up a podcast because, well, in fact, Jessie, she was homeschooled.
Mm-hmm. But
she sends her daughter to a charter school.
Huh.
And then I've got another lady. Her daughter is completely homeschooled. And, you know, I wanted to do a podcast, you know, comparing the different types of education.
That'd be fun.
Huh?
That would be fun. I think you've told me a little bit about doing that, and we just haven't gotten it together yet. But, yeah, that would be a lot of fun to do.
Well, I just
see the difference.
As long?
Four or five people together that would want to do it, you know, and then getting a time.
Yeah.
As long as somebody blames Bush at some point, I'll listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we have to blame Bush?
Because No Child Left Behind policy was enacted when I was in school, and I noticed, even at a really young age, the difference it made in the quality of education I got.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about that before.
Yeah, didn't learn a damn thing for the entirety of high school because of it. I basically just wasted my entire high school because they just kept going over crap that I learned in middle school.
You have to go to school to learn.
Damn, Nick.
I'm just letting them know. I mean, can't be mad at the school if you don't show up.
Damn.
I did show up. I actually ended up just sleeping through almost all of my classes in high school.
When were you in high school? What years?
I went to 10 high schools, so I was in high school for 5 years because I lost too many credits from transferring.
See, I was in high school in the early 80s, and I learned a lot in high school. I mean, I actually enjoyed high school, but that's when we got
Yeah, that was the time when there was still good education going on in the early 80s.
Yeah, I mean, we...
Yeah, Nick, why are you judging?
Well, I'm just curious. Just when you... Because
2000... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, my oldest daughter, she graduated... When was it? In 2004, I think. And...
No.
I thought she did. I mean... I thought the education then was very good, too.
Yeah, I went 2004 to 2009, and there was a pretty stark difference from 2002 to 2004.
In fact, one of the ladies I'm trying to get to do the show just came in, because she home teaches, but her daughter's learning English and Spanish, so she's got... like double the work, but she's so damn smart that, you know.
Well, I just want to, for practical reasons, not any reason that you shouldn't be mad at Bush, because No Child Left Behind was some really dirty stuff. There's a lot of crap, but that also one of the things I learned moving from the state of California, where I got my public school education, to Louisiana, where they were 51st in technology in the classroom in the 1990s, after Puerto Rico.
Oh, shit.
Right? Jeez. Okay. So it was really obvious that education is something that is left to the states. And so it really does make a difference what state you're in, even though No Child Left Behind did impact a lot of schools and the money they got from the federal government. But that was never the primary funding source, because federal government, education is one of the rights that's specifically left to the states, one of the authorities left to the states in the Constitution.
Now so the New York's
not supposed to fiddle with it.
New York has a trash education system while I was there. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, yeah, New York, yeah.
See, and I never was a teacher or did any of that, so I couldn't even rate it.
But everybody has been in school, you know?
Yeah.
We all have the experience of having been a student, and all of us have different levels of experience with it, right? Yeah. Some of us, it was more recent than others. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I graduated in 88, so.
So you're right there, with me. So I just.
No, not quite with you. I wasn't there in the early 80s. I graduated from the eighth grade in 84.
I graduated from high school in 85. So.
Okay. So that's, you're one year younger than my husband would have been.
Yeah. But,
so you're doing good, because he's gone.
I always tell everybody I'm going to make 120.
You are?
Yeah. I think it'd be neat to hit 120.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, but with technology and the medicines they have now, a lot of people are living well into the 90s now.
I know.
So I figured, well, maybe by the time I hit 90, you know, at least be into the hundreds. I won't live that long if I'm healthy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must be healthy.
I am now, but I mean.
Yeah. Are you doing things to stay healthy, like, you know, walking and
eating?
And still, full-time meat cutter.
What, Jesse?
I said you're still a full-time meat cutter, pretty much.
Yeah. And then I also do a lot of shows on the weekend another thing that I work. And so I'm on my feet all the time, always moving, always running.
Uh-huh. And that's good, so you must be fit.
And I'm always using my brain. Maybe not the right way, but I'm always thinking.
Hey, you're doing better than our other resident friend from Colorado who's not on tonight. As far as using your brain for the right things.
So I feel right now that I'm physically healthy and mentally healthy. So I think it would just be neat to live to, you know, 120. And maybe not after that, but I don't know.
I'll remember that the next time you go, crap, I forgot what we were going to talk about.
Well, the reason I say that, just is to make sure that you were paying attention.
I have ADHD. I can't remember shit, so I'm just giving you a hard time.
See how you are. That's why I was checking, making sure that whatever that is.
All the cylinders have not been firing right since I was a teen, so, yeah.
That's okay, Jesse. All the cylinders in my brain don't work right either since I got blown up.
Well, that's a whole different reason.
I want to thank you for inviting me up, and I do have a semi relative connection to Colorado Springs. My stepdad grew up there.
Nice.
And so, like, we went back and visited a few times his parents, and so I have a little bit of a connection to Colorado Springs.
So when's the last time you were here?
Oh, gosh. It was the 90s, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Cause
yeah, because his
like
parents.
In another town, it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Oh, I bet.
In fact, when I go up to the north end of town, it's like, ooh, this is a sightseeing tour.
Yeah.
And all these new buildings pop up, and it's just like, holy cows.
Gosh, I went out to Falcon the other day. I used to live out in Callahan and Falcon with my ex, and I went out there recently. And I was like, holy cow, it's completely different than I remember it being. And that was only like within the last 5 to 6 years.
So you're not a teacher no more then, right, Maven?
That's correct. I have not been a teacher since before cell phones came into the classroom.
Because I was going to say, you'd be more than welcome to join that podcast if I can get everybody ever together.
Oh, no. I've not been in the classroom for a very long time. I admire the teachers who are trying to do it because, gosh, it is not easy.
Uh-huh.
It keeps getting harder and the standards keep going up and they keep giving you less resources. I feel for them. I feel for the parents, too, because here's the thing. Everybody feels like they know what education should be because everybody had an education, mostly, right? Mm-hmm. So they think they know. Well, that's fair, but also there's people there that have master's degrees in education. Maybe we should listen to them about how they want to teach.
Right.
To actually be a teacher, don't you have to have some type of degree? I mean, I know every state's different.
Usually you have to have a college degree, and almost every state, I'm sure every state now, requires you to have a teaching certificate. Some states require a master's degree.
So how does that work with home teaching then?
That's Wild Wild West. Regulated. Wild Wild West, that's right.
So I am going to throw this out there as far as education. I think one of the core problems with the education system is we don't pay teachers what we should be paying them.
God, no.
At where I work, right, we had a pizza delivery driver girl who made more money delivering pizzas than being an elementary school teacher. So she quit the yep. teaching job and just started working pizza full time. It's like one of those jobs is obviously very important, and it's not the pizza job. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Well, but we also, I mean, just by doing that, we're signaling to everybody, including the students who know all the things about low pay for teachers. We're signaling that it isn't important. Because everything is about money, right? That's how we measure.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. It kind of sucks. But the good thing is there are good teachers out there that are, that do amazing work. And I'm sure each of you has a teacher that, that you remember did something for you, you know?
I don't, but I'm different.
Well, yeah, but you were in high school.
I don't either, but I cycled so many damn high schools I didn't get the time to know anybody.
You didn't really get a chance to get to know anybody.
See, now, see, when I went to school, and I don't even know if they do it anywhere in the U.S., we used to have year-round school. So we
They still do that in some places.
And then I had two off. Then I went to school for 4 months, then I had two off. So...
Was that in Colorado?
Yeah, that's in Colorado Springs when I was there. But they don't do it no more.
Yeah.
They're back to, I guess, what you call regular school years. Or...
Do they have blocked scheduling when you were in school?
Well.
Yes.
Yeah, because the teachers were on year-round, too. So.
Right.
I liked it because, you know, if you're a person that wanted the winter off, you know, because of whatever you did, skiing or hunting or,
right.
you know, winter sports.
Are you a skier?
I used to be. I'm too old anymore. I'm scared.
You don't want to break no bones?
That's it. Now my kids, were you like... kids all do that snowboarding and, oh, I don't know.
Were you a competitive skier or just did it for funsies?
Oh, no, I just did it for fun. Just, you know, go up for the weekend and. Spend a couple hundred back then, and you know.
This is how Nick keeps himself young and spry, so he'll live to 120 by not skiing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No,
smart move.
I can't. I just, my knees, I don't think are in the best shape, and it scares me. You know, and I just. So no, I haven't done it for a couple years now. I like snow tubing.
Tubing.
That one don't hurt as much when you fall. You're already down.
Right.
And I'm still that crazy person that's like, yeah, I'm taking my kid to the skating rink for her birthday party. I'm definitely putting on a pair of wheels.
Yeah.
I haven't skated since a long time. Recently, one of my friends had a birthday party for his daughter, and I was at a skate rink. I strapped on a pair of skates, and I was like, yeah, no, this is not for me. I am way too unbalanced and old for this crap.
Dude, I'm
taking my...
going in May.
You want to come to Jackie's birthday party in May?
I'm thinking about it, just to go roller skating. And you know how long it's been since I've done that?
You're invited. I'll make sure you got an invite.
Well, I have to go buy all the pads first.
Just throwing this out there. The way I view it now is if Ed and I wanted me to be able to zip around at the speed to go on skates, he would have given me wheels instead of feet.
I used to love ice skate. I used to love that. But maybe that's why I like hockey. Ice skating scares me a little bit nowadays. I don't know. Rollerblade, though, that wouldn't bother me. only thing that scares me is if I fall and, you know, you try to put your hands out to brace you and then you break your hand. That would,
yep.
That way scare me a little, but I'd still try.
So if I come into work again with another cast on my wrist, and you guys will just know what happened. How about that?
I'm not even going to say nothing. I'll just say it. Yep, it was a birthday party.
It was a birthday party. Yeah, leave it at that.
How is your hand doing now? I see you.
It's a lot better than what it was. I'm not using the KT tape as much as I was before. Still got some points where it just aches or pops funny, but for the most part, fine.
Because okay, I know you broke it not too long ago. Or.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that one was dumb.
Just be careful.
Nah, self-preservation. That's a switch that's not turned on in my brain.
Anyways, that was about it, guys. That's all I had for tonight. Is there anything you wanted to bring up, Jesse?
No, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'm a little bit brain fried because we had a lot going on today, but...
So, I was going to ask Maven, when's your next show, Maven? Is there any subject or anything that you're going to...
So, I think I'm going to try and do my next show at 1:20 Pacific time, 4:20 Eastern.
Tonight?
I think on Saturday.
So, during the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. So that'd be 12:20. No. What time is it? What time on the West Coast?
1:20 on the West Coast.
So that'd be 2:20 for us here in Colorado.
Yeah, 2:20. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be putting it on the schedule, like you know how you can schedule them.
Right. Is there any subject that you're going to cover?
I don't know yet. Sometimes I have this great newsletter that comes in my email called The Browser that sends really interesting, funky articles. So sometimes those pop up, but I don't have anything planned right now.
Okay. And just so I don't know if you've ever met Tick down here, Tick Radio?
Oh, yeah, Tick Radio and I have had a bit of a conversation in chats and talking. I've listened, yeah.
She does a good show. She's got a couple music shows out now. And
yeah, I follow Tick
already,
and I've been following you. Yeah.
You get all those little, I call them mini scripts that she sends out every day. And Jesse, you got any other thing coming up? Are you going to do a wrestling show coming up?
Not yet.
No?
Maybe, I don't know. I need to find time to do that. Although I might be going to SummerSlam this year. I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, I know you like your wrestling, and the last show you had last week, it was a real good show.
Oh, God, yeah, it was so good.
I mean, you had a couple people up there that were able to... feed off of, you know, each other, and it made for a good show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, we'll try and do another one. I got a show this weekend. We'll try and do one maybe Monday or Tuesday.
That sounds good. I'm trying to think what I've got going on. I'm off work on Monday, so that'll help.
I'm still trying to figure out what a good day and time is to do my show, because I'm not trying to do a show like every day, you know.
Totally fair.
We don't. We see each other. Hey, you want to do a show tonight? Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So are you looking for traffic numbers or just engagement?
I just want to have conversations. I like talking to people.
Engagement-wise, what you want to do is learn which the top shows are here on Podbean.
Uh-huh.
And if this is where you're going to host them, and then do not host your show in the same time slot that they do,
yes,
because that's when everybody's getting on their shows.
Right. Yep, that's what I'm trying to find is the slots that are fairly open.
Why is that, Doc?
It's just you'll get more engagement from the community out here if the most popular shows are not on.
It's
but there's so not only that, on but here that balance. I mean, I watch people. They'll come into my show, then they go over to the next show, and then they go over to the next show, which is okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're trying to keep engagement, you want them to stick around for your show versus bouncing to the next show. Or if they've got their regular that they chime in every Thursday at 2:00, you don't want to put your show during Thursday at 2:00 because you're not going to get that audience.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
I also disagree. I'm here.
Why? Tell me why. Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Because there's so many people that bounce. I mean, I do it.
Okay.
I'll go into one show and I'll stay there as long as there's a good conversation. If they change it on me or it gets, I'm not going to say boring, but I mean, if it becomes something I'm not interested in, then I go to the next person or the next show.
Right. Totally. I think that's legit too. But also, I don't like to, I mean, this, when I did this on call in, I mean, I don't want to be stepping on anybody else's toes because I know that how it felt when I wanted to go to those two different shows that were at the same time because I wanted to go to both of them. Right?
Okay.
As a listener, you know, so.
I see it more as a listener, maybe. Well, man, why are they both doing it at the same time? But I don't know. I think.
There's advantages to looking at it both ways. I can see what you're saying. I can see what you're saying,
sir. I just think if you want to do a show, unless someone else is paying my bills, you ought to be able to do a show when you want.
Oh, yes.
Your recordings, I mean, I don't know if you publish your shows, but if people like you, they'll download you. I mean, some of the people I follow, I download all their shows. I don't hear them until a day or two later, but I think
it sounds like there's a good little community here, and I really appreciate being welcomed up here on the panel and the conversation about the app. Because it's not necessarily the funnest conversation, but it helps me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome on our show anytime. Whenever
thank you.
You're always welcome. Anytime. I'm not trying to get Tick up here, but I know sometimes she gets busy. Yeah, she welcomes you to her show anytime, too. And I know Doc's been on her show a couple times. Well, guys.
Yeah. Good.
I know you're busy, so you don't get on here as much anymore. That's okay. We're always around for you. Are you doing a show this weekend? Or are you working?
I'll be Saturday is the only day I'll be able to get up there.
Are you going?
Yeah. Definitely. I still got to pick up that CZ-50 from Steve, and Galen said he had a 1915. So I'll be checking that out.
So I know where you're going to be doing. Just let me know. I'll do the background for you. That way you don't have to go.
Appreciate it.
Oh, wait. Those are older, so you may not have to wait.
Yeah. They're both CNRs.
Yeah, so you won't have to wait.
Yeah. Only advantage to my collection is it's all CNR.
Well, guys, I'd like to thank you guys for coming on. I hope you all have a good week and a good weekend.
Sounds good. We're going to try. You sound like you're having fun this weekend.
Well, I always do when I make money. It always makes the day a lot better, the weekend. I don't mind working for Safeway when I make money somewhere else. It's just like, whatever I make, sometimes I have to spend. I told you I had 5 guns stolen this week, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What? What happened?
We order our guns from what they call distributors, right?
Yeah.
And they ship them through the shipping companies. And someone opened one of my boxes and took five of my guns. So guess who I was on the phone with all week?
ATF. Yeah. Woohoo! Points for me.
Are you getting your credit back from the company you bought them from, or how is all that working out? Is it things moving, or?
Well, I got a text or an email or whatever you call it today that they found the guns.
Oh, okay.
That was fast.
Well, they wanted me to verify the serial numbers of the ones I was supposed to get.
Uh-huh.
I've never gotten them yet. You know, they, like I said, they lost them or stole them in shipment.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I don't know. We'll see if when I get them. And, you know. But yeah, the company's supposed to replace them, but we'll see.
Hopefully they do.
Well, someone's going to have to do it because they're not in my books.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So someone's got to. Someone will, so, just who knows when.
If they found them and they verified them, would they get sent back to you, or would they possibly get held in like a investigation kind of thing for a while? Or
so, if they were stolen,
I'm sure
I won't get them back until after the courts do whatever.
Yeah, because I'm assuming they're going to probably press some kind of charges or. Because not only you're messing with federal mail, but you're also stealing weapons.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things going on. So would they hold on to those until whatever court has to go through for it?
Yep. And if it gets used in a crime?
Because they can't just send me the guns if they need it for a court case. I don't know.
Yeah, generally speaking, from what I understand, Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is just what I heard from someone else. If somebody steals your gun and they find it, until the case is resolved, you don't get it back. Once it's resolved, it gets given back to you. But if it was used in a crime, it takes even longer.
Right. I mean, but here's the problem. They were never registered in my books. When the manufacturer shipped them out of their place, they dropped the guns. You know, they said, hey, we sent them to Bracken's Firearms.
Yeah.
Well, in between the shipping, they disappeared. So they really didn't belong to no one because I never received them to log into my books saying that I've got these five guns.
Yeah.
So I technically don't know who owns them because they never were in my books, but the company that sent them to me said they sent them to me. That they're not in their books neither.
Wonder if they would do a return to sender and give them back to the person you bought them from.
I would have to say that's who they'd have to because they're in their books last.
Yeah, the last owner of the gun was them.
Would make sense.
Thank you, Tick. I don't know. I've never had this situation with the shipping company. So,
yeah.
You know, and especially five guns at one time. It's just it's irritating, but nothing you can do about it as far as, you know, I couldn't even tell you because they were airmailed. So that leaves less areas for people to steal it. But I got a feeling it was done somewhere in Tennessee because that's where they came from.
Oh, okay.
So someone probably knew, okay, they knew that name of the shipping company and they knew what was in there, you know. That.
Yep.
You know,
or maybe it was the FedEx guy that picked it up right off their doorstep to ship it out to you.
That's what I mean. I think it was done there because someone had to know what was in there.
Yeah.
It was an inside job.
It could have been done at the company. I don't know. But it's kind of weird if you look I took pictures of the boxes when I got it, and they you can tell it was cut open and I can't explain it, but you can tell because this ain't the way these companies ship these boxes. But, yeah.
I have heard that that's a problem in some places where the employees of the shipping company, they learn what the different packages are, and
yeah.
There has been firearm thefts as a result of it, and because I don't know if they've ever changed it since I was reading about it, but they have employees that'll learn, you know, what's in what. So, like, really expensive electronics will go missing, firearms go missing, all kinds of stuff that's, like, really expensive. And they cut open the packages, pull the stuff out, and then they don't pull all of it because they'll repackage it and then deliver it.
Well, like you said, you got 7 guns and you only received 2 of the 7.
Right.
So they left some of them behind.
They left the 2 expensive ones behind. They took the 5 cheap ones.
That's weird, but okay.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe they didn't know what they had as far as expensive.
Well, cheaper the gun, the easier it is to push, too.
Also true.
Yeah, so is that.
Hey, I'll give me $100 for this and you don't feel bad. I don't know. I just want 5 guns, you know.
Yeah, I want the guns I paid for, damn it.
Well, that's what Eric said, you know, is I pay for all my stuff up front because I don't like owing anyone any money for anything. And I just, so now I've got, you know, the money tied up for 5 guns I don't have.
Right.
You know, it's just, I don't know, it irks me. What can you do, really?
Right. I'm glad they found them, though. Like, that's good that they did find them.
Well, the thing I don't understand is if these shipping companies, even the U.S. Mail, FedEx, UPS, and whatever, I mean, if people are sending not only guns, but, you know, money, jewelry, I don't know who all sends what through these companies, but why aren't they, do they do background checks on these employees, or? Does anyone know?
Depends. Did it go through a federal company like FedEx? Okay, so it depending on what position you apply for, depends on what the requirements are. Some areas require a background check, other areas do not. But there is a general background check that all government jobs have. So they'd have to go through that.
It?
Yeah, it is.
FedEx is?
Or, no, not. I don't know, actually.
I thought they were.
Let me check.
I think it's just a corporation. I don't think it's a. They may handle government materials. I don't know. But FedEx, I think, is a individually owned company. Or corporation, or whatever it's called.
Right, right.
But I would think, you know, if your company's handling millions of dollars worth of stuff every day,
right,
your people would, you know,
and irregardless, it's federal mail, or it's mail is federally protected.
Okay,
I don't know about through them.
It's not mail.
Oh, it's not mail.
It's not mail. So here's the thing. FedEx is not owned by the government. They just have the most government contracts, which is why it's called FedEx, because it was put in mind to make up for the lack of packages legally not being considered mail. So it was a private company that stepped in, named themselves FedEx, to take over all the government contracts. And then you also have, like, UPS, things like that, because here's a fun one for you. Do you know it's illegal to be a service provider that delivers mail? It has to be the United States Post Office that does it.
Oh.
So packages, it's a legal loophole. Packages are not mail.
Okay.
So that's why FedEx was created. Apparently, they just have the most. I thought they were the United States Post Office division that did packages, but I just double checked. That is not the case. They just have the most government contracts. So, no, you might not need a background check at all in order to work there.
And I would think, you know, especially with firearms, you know, because, I don't know, all the companies I, you know, buy my guns from all use FedEx.
Yeah.
You know.
And maybe that's just the easiest or cheapest or whatever to ship and, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot easier than using the post office. I know that.
Yeah.
But no, it just irks me that, you know, someone took five of my guns and I got to go this weekend and I ain't going to have those five guns.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. You would think if they have government contracts, they would have to enforce some type of security or
so. I actually just checked out their website. Turns out they do background checks at FedEx. However, it is the basic Becky, as basic as you can get, is this person a felon in any of the 50 states. That's all the background check is.
Really? God.
So, yeah.
And I think a lot of people, you know, hey, I know there's guns in there, and I don't think it's greed, but it's just like, I don't know. People change when they see, you know, money laying around or a gun laying around. People change. It's like, ooh. You know, I'm not saying everybody changes, but
especially, right.
You know, you get a younger person between, what, 18 to 25, maybe 30. You know, not saying they're bad people at the time, but I think that has something to do with a lot of things. Ooh. I don't know.
Or they let that intrusive thought win. What would happen if I just took these? Huh, you know what? We're just going to see what happens.
Well, they ain't ever going to buy a gun again, and now it's a felony because they took five of them, five guns. I mean,
shoot.
Hey, Miss Shorty.
Because it's not federally, like an actual federal job, I'm not sure how the mail tampering works with that. It might be the same just on the grounds of if they have federal contracts, they could probably use that to throw the book at whoever did it as if they were working for the United States Postal Service.
Right.
You know how the court system is about that. So if they can do it, they probably will do it, which in itself is another felony.
Because you've got the not only tampering with the postal service and the package delivering, but you're tampering with weapons and guns as well.
Yeah.
So that's two totally different potential felonies.
Well, you would think they'd have cameras because they got cameras in their trucks.
Yeah.
So you would think, you know, in their shipping and receiving areas or however they, you know, do that from truck to truck and through the facilities that would be all cameras.
Well, they caught them.
Well, they claim they got my guns, but I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
All I can do now
until he holds the guns in his hands, I don't think he's going to believe them, and it makes sense.
Well, yeah.
You know, until the ATF says, hey, I'm not getting them, or they've got them, and we're going to ship them to you or something, you know. Or we're shipping them back to the manufacturer. Like I said, I mean, the price don't bother me. It's just taking my damn guns.
Right. Well, that's how I felt when, like, my car got broken into that second time. It's like, stop messing with my shit, man. I know it's just another goddamn window, but quit messing with my shit.
I had to replace that damn window.
Exactly.
Okay.
Anyways.
You got a minute and a half to go. We already got the 2-minute warning, so.
Dang. Yep.
Get bulletproof windows, Jesse. Buy once, cry once.
Yeah, but they're breaking them with those damn those knuckle things or whatever. Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah.
So the last one that they did, I actually had a broken window already from somebody else trying to break into my car. So it was just duct tape. So they broke into duct tape.
Oh, I thought you said they used one of those punchy things.
No, those not tips. That I know of.
Oh.
Not on that one. I didn't.
First time?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what. Yeah, it sucks that they, two times in a row, they try to break into your car.
Yep. Fucking Kia, man.
What gets me is they did it right in the middle of the day in a Safeway parking lot.
Yup.
Not even scared. I mean, I don't know. But that's where I had my Jeep stolen, right there at the same parking lot.
I heard about that.
They took my Jeep. I was like, God damn it. Found it in Pueblo, Colorado, in a mud field. I was like, God
damn.
Oh, wow. I had all my tax documents stolen in 2020. They broke the window out on my truck, stole all my tax documents because after work I was going to go file taxes, filed for unemployment under my name, and like dumbasses sent the unemployment card to my actual address.
Oh, shit.
I had to call and be like, yeah, I didn't file for unemployment. I got robbed and they stole all my W-2s.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been fighting with the IRS ever since that, trying to get my damn taxes, because whoever stole my W-2s keeps filing for taxes before I even get my W-2s, so it's been fun. I haven't gotten a tax return in quite a while now because of it.
Shit, man.
Where are they sending it? Don't they know where they're sending it?
Oh, they know where they're sending it, but they're not allowed to tell me because it's private information.
Right?
It's like, so it's okay for somebody to steal my W-2s, steal my taxes. You know what address you're sending it to. You're not going to do anything about it. You're not even going to tell me because it's private information. Are you serious right now?
Well, I believe it. I believe that. That's bad, but I believe it. And I'm sure that's what they tell you. Oh, no, that's private. We can't do that.
Yeah, I didn't even bother filing taxes last year because I just didn't want to deal with the headache. I did this year, and I'm going to see where that goes. Hopefully at this point, because it's been a few years, something's done or I get my taxes back.
Hope you're right. And then that means you'll be at my table that weekend.
Assuming that the band doesn't do anything stupid.
That's the band.
Yeah. The semi-auto band.
Oh, shit. That's going to go through July 1st. They just keep making it harder and harder for the good guy to buy a gun.
Yeah, it's crazy. Some guys I know went to the actual hearing on it for the public hearing. They all got up. They all gave their...
Hey, welcome to We Need to Talk with Nick B. I'd like to thank Bracken's Firearms. For all your firearms and shooting needs, give them a call. 719-465-8320. Also like to thank 5280 Creative Company. Contact them for all your custom handmade items, cups, keychains, tote bags, and much, much more. Check them out at 5280creativeco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Also like to thank Kiss My Fist. They have the hardest hitting edibles on the planet. Go to Kiss My Fist, medco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off.